Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm really looking forward to today's show and today's topic. It's one that I've been playing with a lot in my life and in my world lately, and that is the topic of elegance with creation. Before I started doing Access Consciousness, I had no idea what that meant. and I love, that's one of the things I love about Access is we get to, you know, just have different ways of looking at different things and different concepts and words and from a really, really different point of view. And from an Access Consciousness perspective, and one that I really embrace in my own world, elegance is actually where you have maximum results with minimum effort. So it's like this like beautiful space of creation where just the addition of your energy, your awareness, everything that you be and do in the world actually is part of the contribution of creating more in every way in your life. And I know that was a reality that I looked for a long time. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. I pretty much straight out of graduate school started a business and I was always really willing to work really hard. and what's funny is I now know how dynamically our points of view create our reality. So I was willing to work really hard, and I was willing to, because I actually had the point of view that if I was going to create a lot of money and if I was going to create a really successful career, that hard work like was the way to get there. That was the dominant and underlying point of view that I had in my world for many, many years. I've always been somebody who's just willing to do whatever it takes. And that's still totally true. And that can actually be part of the elegance of creation. I set out to, you know, start my business, and I started a business as a psychotherapist, in, what was it, like 1997, I guess. And I started working my butt off, and I started, like, I look back on it now and it's like, yeah, I really had the point of view to really unconsciously. It wasn't like I would talk about this to myself in my own inner world, but I just function from the place of, you know, every single client is a lot of work. Like every client that comes in is a huge amount of effort, and it's a huge win in my world. And like, you know, I have to try really hard to keep them. And I had no idea these points of view were operating in the background. And what happens when we have those types of points of view is that's exactly what shows up in our reality. So I had a pretty small practice, and I mean, I've always been able to create with my business, but I've never until recently really created what I was actually asking for. And so much of it was I didn't have the tools, and I also with the tools of Access, I've cleared so much, and I've opened up so much space in my own world of like what's actually possible. And one of the things that's been such a gift for me is that I actually had, for so many years, I had a level of frustration with the creation of my business. I mean, really for probably like 13 years until I found Access and I started applying these tools that we'll talk about today. Some of which we'll talk about today because there's millions of tools. I had this sort of low grade underlying level of frustration with my business that I really, it was just always this sense of like, God, like simultaneously, the unconscious point of view that it's hard and the like desire for it to be something different, like the desire to actually have more ease creating business, the desire to have more ease creating income, the desire to have more fun and more joy with it and more elegance. I didn't realize that's what I was looking for until this conversation came into my world. And that was such a gift to me, you know, as hard as it was having that in my world for so long, it really was such a gift, because it kept me looking and searching and seeking for something different. And there's 8 million ways that we approach, like if you're really looking for an elegant way of creating a space of being, really is what creates elegance, is a space of being you and of knowing that the universe has your back and knowing that every time you ask a question, the universe starts to contribute to you and that you have everything that you require to create whatever it is that you would like to create. And there's such a conversation in this world of like, you don't have what you need within you. Like you have to go outside of you to get whatever it is. It might be the information to create a thriving life and business. It might also be the money that you'd like to have, or the, you know, like you have to like find the people to pay you the money if you want to have more money. But that's actually, as crazy as it might seem, there's a really different way of playing with creation and of actually being all of those energies, of being the energy of wealth and abundance and being everything that you be, the wealth of your being that allows you to truly have a miraculous life and an elegant life and an elegant space of creating. And so, and one of the things that I really more and more every day now realize just so dynamically is that that space of frustration that I had for so many years with, you know, sort of like trotting along with my business and creating something, you know, but always sort of like, you know, having times where it was like, I don't know if I can pay myself and, or, you know, I gotta make sure I had a physical business at one point. I had a, alongside my psychotherapy practice, I had a movement studio, here where I live in Boulder, Colorado, where we did dance and yoga and we had a spot. Like I've done a lot of different things. So I had at one point a huge physical business and a huge staff and invested a lot of money in that business. And there were just times where it was like, I don't even know if I can pay the bills. You know, when you have a physical business, there's a lot of overhead. And so it was just this like constant, like, you know, am I going to make it? One of the things that I realize now, which is a huge piece of the elegance of creation, is that, and this is something that is so simple and it seems like it couldn't possibly be as potent as it is, but that having a space of gratitude and a space of acknowledging everything that we be, everything that we know, everything that we create is absolutely essential to the creation, to elegance with creation. If you don't look around you every day with wonder and awe at what you have created and how amazing you are and how, like, with the gratitude that, because gratitude actually creates a future. Gratitude is an energy that nurtures the future. And if you don't have that as sort of the, like, the platform from which you create, the space of ease and elegance with creation, it will not be there. And it's been one of the things that I, you know, continue to look at, because the thing is that a lot of people who are drawn to these types of conversations are the seekers of the world. You know, people that are always looking for more. What else, you know, what else is possible? What more can I create? What more can I have? I always tell the story of my son who wanted me to buy him a suit. We were in the store and he saw this suit. He was probably, I don't know, six or something at the time. And he saw this suit in the store and he's like, "Mom, I want this." It was like, he didn't even know it was possible for him to have a suit. And so I bought him this suit and, we paid for it and we went out to, the parking lot and he started saying, "I want to go to a black tie restaurant and I want to, you know, wear my suit at a black tie restaurant." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Yes, we can do that." And a black tie restaurant, like black tie is actually a tuxedo. It's not a suit. And before we even got in the car and before the suit ever got out of the bag with the tags off, he now wanted a tuxedo. So he was like, "I want a tuxedo." So I was like, "Okay, let's get you a tuxedo." I didn't make him wrong for that. And so many of us have that as our reality and are made wrong for the fact that before the suit even gets taken out of the bag with the tags off and worn for the first time, you're on to the next thing, you know? But it's part of the brilliance of you. It's part of the amazing space of creation that's available where we're just like always more, more, more. What else? Oh my goodness. Today is a brand new day. What can I create? And, but one of the things that really gets sort of thrown by the wayside dynamically, and really like this is, seems like such a simple conversation and one that I have all the time when it comes to creation and with myself too, like I'm constantly reminding myself of this as well. One of the things that gets thrown by the wayside is this sense of like receiving. It really is a space of receiving what you have now, what you have created. And actually at the core of that is who you be, receiving and acknowledging who you be. What if the fact that you desire something different in your life and in your reality and in your business all the time is actually one of the greatest things about you? And what if that is actually a gift to the world and to the planet and to other people around you? And what if it's actually you being a gift to you? But it is when we go to that space of using it dynamically against ourselves and having the point of view that something has to be wrong in order to change, that we actually stop the elegance of creation. We eliminate the elegance of creation. It ceases to be available to us because when you function from the subtle and conscious point of view that the desire for more is something that is when there isn't a gratitude that accompanies that space, there is usually an underlying wrongness about what is. And in this reality, their judgment is actually the primary agent for change in a way. Like, we judge each other and everything in order to change it. However, here's some good news for you. That doesn't actually work. That doesn't actually work for humanoids, people that are drawn to these types of conversations. People that humanoids tend to judge themselves. They don't really know how to judge other people. They don't know how to judge, they don't know how to look outside of, look around them and like point fingers at other people. They have a strong tendency to judge themselves. And so that actually, that is, a space where, just so much, like if we function from this idea that we have to judge in order to change something, then you're constantly in judgment of what is, you're constantly in judgment of you in order to change something, rather than having that space of like, wow, you know, look at what is, like the beauty of what is. It's so dynamic. It's so amazing. And you know, what else is possible? Like what else could I add to my life to make it even greater than it is now? But there's an acknowledgement that your life is great now. There's a gratitude. And gratitude truly is the energy that creates a future. It is the energy that nourishes the future. And if you're constantly in judgment of you and everything that you create, you won't actually, like, you're constantly basically destroying the future that is available to you. You're destroying the future that is like your future to create. And everybody has that space. Like everybody has that space of like everybody has a future that is yours to create. Like based on the dynamic awareness that you have and that you be, there is so much available to you. And it is available to you. It is available to you, an infinite being, the infinite being that you be, as the expression of the unique energy, space, and consciousness that you be. And so when we start to create our lives from that awareness and from that space, there's a whole universe that opens up for us, where you start to actually get curious about what's true for you, what is actually true for you. And this is another thing that we've been really taught and trained to judge dynamically, is this, you know, curiosity, like, or just what is true for us. We look at what's true for us and we judge the crap out of it because it doesn't fit into this reality. Like it doesn't fit into the conversation of, you know, like what is actually, I mean, there isn't a conversation in this reality of what's possible, but it doesn't fit into like for so many people, there are things that are so unique and so different about you that you don't actually see them anywhere in the world. And when you don't see them anywhere in the world, when you don't see you anywhere in the world, which you won't because you are the only you that there is, you have a total, monopoly on you, I always say. Like you, nobody else can be you greater than you can be you, and you can't be anybody greater than you can be you. And you have a unique awareness and an energy, space, consciousness that is you, the being, that has shown up in this lifetime with this body and this, you know, particular creation of living. But there are things that are true for you that you might have come to the world to bring to the world as a possibility. Like I look at Gary Douglas and Dane Heer, the founders of Access Consciousness, and they, well, even Gary, who started it 30 some odd years ago, he has always known that this whole universe is possible with, you know, all the things that we talk about in Access and all of these amazing tools and amazing conversations. He's always known this is possible. And one of the things, we had a conversation with him recently in a class where he actually was saying, he was sharing with us this moment when he was 8 years old, where he sort of got how different he was, and he got that he didn't have the same point of view that everybody around him had, and that he had a different awareness. And he never doubted himself. Like he always was willing to just know that what he knew was actually true for him, and that it wasn't wrong, and that it wasn't, you know, that he never turned it against himself. He never was like, no, I'm fucked up because I see the world differently, which is what so many of us do. For him, it was like, oh, cool, I know something. Now, what's it going to take for me to bring this to the world? And that is like, I was so grateful to hear about that, because most of us look for the reference points of us in the world around us, where we literally look outside of ourselves to go, is this okay? Like, am I on target here? Am I, you know, like, do I actually know what's up here? But the thing is when we're talking about, you know, the space of awareness and being and everything that you know that's a different possibility for a different reality, there is not going to be anybody around you that's going to be able to see things in the same way that you do or reflect that to you. And so it becomes this process of trusting you and knowing, like just knowing the things that you know, you're not going to see in the world. You might have to be a bit of a pioneer here with whatever conversation and reality you would like to have. And that's part of what feeds the space of gratitude and acknowledging you is actually going, okay, you know, I know things about what's possible. Like for me, there's a lot of, I've been looking at this recently going, God, there's so much miraculousness that I am aware of is possible in the world and with creation. And there's so much and that was part of my frustration in the beginning of my business was like, the beginning 13 years was this sense of like, but it's not impossible. I'm not impossible. Like this reality that I would like to, like this reality of elegance with creation, of ease, of things showing up magically because I asked for them and I'm willing to receive them. It's not actually impossible. But people will tell you in the world that that's fantasy, that's insanity, that's you're living a pipe dream, you're living in La La Land, all these things. But actually, what if you flipped that 180 degrees and were like, no, this is something that I know, and I'm rather than using this whole reality to judge me, I'm actually going to know what I know dynamically. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to have gratitude for it. And now I'm going to set out on the adventure of creating this as my reality, willing to show up and do whatever it takes, willing to be whatever I need to be to create this in my life, willing to have a level of ease and elegance with creation that is absolutely, you know, like criminal on this planet, you know, willing to truly have the reality that I know is true and possible. And it starts with the acknowledgement of you, the receiving of you, and the gratitude for what is, the gratitude for, wow, how did I get so lucky to know these things? How did I get so lucky to have a sense that, you know, these like all of these possibilities exist? And how did I get so lucky to be so courageous to actually look at that? Because this entire reality and this entire world is created with the opposite of elegance, right? And it's actually created to hold you down, keep you in the box, keep you under control, and eliminate the brilliance of you. So to start to have that conversation in your own world of, hey, what's actually true for me here? What can I be in the world? And I'm willing to actually have my own back so dynamically that I start to create a completely different reality of elegance and ease. There's a level of courage that is required for that, that is truly not something that everybody chooses, really. And I mean, this conversation alone it's a conversation where a lot of people go, yeah, yeah, totally. I'd like to create with ease. But when push comes to shove and you're looking at everybody in your life, you know, potentially turning against you or hating you or being jealous of you or competing with you or trying to stop you or, you know, all these things start to show up. There's a level of courage that you have to keep going with the space of elegance, with creation. And you can navigate all of those spaces and those people with an insane amount of elegance. And there's a whole lot of tools for that as well. But I've noticed that lately in my own life, like as I step up more, there's not a lot of people that actually are interested in going, you know, having that conversation with me or like just people like that have been in my life for a while you know, are sort of like, ah, you know, like, I don't know if I can handle you or you like, you know, Like when we start to outcreate our families, like that doesn't work for them. And so like all of that kind of stuff. But it's like, what's actually, are you going to create your life based on what's true for you? Or are you going to create your life based on making everybody else happy? Because that is kind of what it boils down to. And to have a space of elegance with creation, you have to actually start looking at what's true for you so dynamically and having your back so dynamically and acknowledging you so dynamically and having gratitude for you and what you create so dynamically that an entire universe of creation opens up for you and allows you to step into the magic and the miraculousness that you actually be and that you actually know. And that at that point, it ceases to really matter if people are trying to stop you or are not happy with what you're creating or not. It actually ceases to matter. So part one, and we're going to take a break now and we'll be back for more in a moment. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Our topic this week is elegance with creation. One of my favorite topics right now. There's just so many things to share about this. Like, it's been so fun. I'm actually have just started doing a 30 days of elegance business and money energy pull program. And so whenever I facilitate a class or create a class, it starts to facilitate me. And this one has been sort of in the works for, I don't know, about a month or two, just playing in my world as an energy that was asking to be created. And that's a lot of how elegance and creation works, is actually just something starts speaking to you. You start perceiving an energy and you start playing with it. And then, you know, just wondering what it is, what it would like to be, what you can contribute to it, what would be fun for you to create. And I just asking questions and playing. And then suddenly it's time to birth it into the world. And this creation was very much that way. Like, it actually just started showing me lots of different energies. And I was like, what's it called? What's it going to be called? And for a couple of weeks, I just sort of wondered, like, what does this thing want to be called? And finally, one day I got it. Oh, elegance. It's about elegance. 30 days of elegance. And so then it was birthed into the world. And we started a few days ago. And it's been amazing, amazing so far. And I would say I started it, you know, about a month ago or more. But it's really, it's showing me, like, this looking at and playing with these energies of elegance is really showing me how many different facets there are of elegance with creation, and how many different ways we can show up to have that space of ease and effortlessness in our worlds with what we're creating and what's required of us. And, you know, we talked a lot before the break about acknowledgement and gratitude and knowing what you know and knowing what's true for you and being willing to be judged by other people around you for having a life of ease, for having ease with creation, for having, you know, ease with everything that you're up to. And, you know, not actually a popular way to live in the world, contrary to what everybody says. Like, lots of people ask for ease in their life, say that they would like to have it, but don't actually choose it. Choosing a way of functioning that's beyond this reality is really a courageous and a very, very different choice. So it's, you know, as great as it sounds, I'd love to have more ease with money. I'd like to create more money with less work. The choice to have that as a reality and everything that comes along with it is actually one that not everybody is willing to make. And that's not a problem. And it's just a choice. So, we actually are spending 30 days doing energy pulls on this topic. And so what I do is I do these little mini, it's a private Facebook group, and we do a mini class where we spend 10 minutes talking about a different aspect of creating with elegance, creating business and money with ease, and then go into an energy pull, which is actually one of the most elegant ways to create. When we do energy pulls, we are actually, if you are not familiar with the energy pulls, they're one of the greatest tools really in Access, where you just start to get the energy of what it is that you would like your life to be and your business and your money flows and whatever it is that you're asking for. You just start to get the energy of that and let go of the content, let go of the projections, let go of the thoughts and the, you know, points of view about whether you can or can't have it, but just start to go, hey, what actually is true for me? What is true for my life and, you know, what I would like to create, and then allow the universe to actually start to contribute to that. Let's actually do one right now. I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's do it. So here's an energy pull, an elegance energy pull. So if you would like to, you can close your eyes and just relax your body. Allow yourself to just be totally held by the earth and by gravity and by the whole universe, allowing your body to relax and melt and expand so that you have ease in your body. And then just allow your energy to go out into the entirety of the universe and beyond. So letting your being get as big as it would like to be, beyond the room that you're in, the house that you're in, the building that you're in, and out into the ethers, taking up space as the infinite being that you truly be. And just start to get a sense of what you would love for your life to be. If you could have your life be anything, not from fantasy or what other people have told you that you want it to be, or, like the lies of this reality, but actually, like, what's true for you, you know? And sometimes getting a lot more general really works here. Like, I just really love to be incredibly joyful every day, to have an amount of money flowing into my world that allows me to choose everything and create the life that I would truly like to have every single day show up as a new adventure of joy, of creation, of possibility, to have amazing people in your world, perhaps. Like, what kind of people would you like to have in your life? What would you like your relationships to be like? What would you like your business, your job, your money flows to be like? What would you like to create with your body? What would you like to create in the world? What would you like the world to actually be like? What kind of a world would you like to live in? And just ask the universe to show you the energy of that. Because sometimes we know, and sometimes we think we know, but we don't actually know. And part of the elegance of creation is asking this amazing, phenomenal universe, asking it to show us what's truly possible, what we desire, or what would create a phenomenal life for us that we've never considered before. So just ask the universe to show you all of that. All of the energies of the life of beyond your dreams that would be so phenomenal and easeful and elegant. And like, maybe there's travel, maybe there's lots of fun, different new experiences. Truly let yourself just be bathed by the energy of that. You might notice it in your body. You might notice just a sense of peace or a sense of exuberance and enthusiasm, excitement. Like, truly, what if you could actually have the life that you would love? And it probably wouldn't even look like you think it will, which is a whole other topic of conversation. But that's part of the elegance of creation, is that we have to be open for our lives to show up in a way that might delight and surprise us. And they might look different than we think they're going to look. And sometimes that's where we get to receive the greatest gifts, is by going, oh, I never would have thought about that. So if you would like to, you can just put all of that energy in a ball in front of you, and you don't have to do it that way. Some people do energy pulls that way, but just let the energy of what you're asking for as your life be alive in your world. And the more you be with it, the more you interact with these energies and play with them and invite them to be more substantial in your life, this is part of the elegance of creation. This is how things actually get created. It's from the energy. Now, just lower your barriers more and more and more and more, and allow the entire universe to contribute to you. So ask the universe all of the beings and the molecules and the people that are in the world that are available, willing, and ready to contribute to you. Just ask them to contribute. And start to literally pull energy as if you were a magnet, just drawing all of the energy of everything that you're asking for into these energies, into your world, into your life, into your body, through you, and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. Energy is not an efforting. It is an elegant an easeful practice of receiving. It is turning up the volume and the intensity on your receiving. So if you are going into efforting, let it go. Just let that go and let it be, wow, what if I could actually receive all of these things that I'm asking for? And turn it up and turn it up and intensify it and turn it up and turn it up some more. And receive and receive and lower your barriers more and more and more and receive more and turn it up some more and more. Let your whole body start to vibrate with the energy of creation, with the energy of what you're asking for, with the energy of a phenomenal life for you, with the energy of you getting out of judgment of you, having your own back, having a vibrant and dynamic and alive reality that is beyond this reality. Pull into that. Pull into that. Let it be fed, nurtured, and bathed by the possibility that exists in the world, in the universe, and beyond. And let yourself receive. And then just send trickles out everywhere. So little tiny trickles of all of these energies, of everything that you be, just little trickles out everywhere into the world, into the universe, so that people that are looking for you, whether they know it or not, can find you, so that all the money that would like to come and play with you can come and find you, so that all the possibilities, all the contributions can be part of your world, pulling into your world, into your reality, into everything you're asking for, and trickling out, trickling out, trickling out, trickling out in all directions to all possibilities. Let there be a dynamic space of contribution, gifting, and receiving in your world around what you're asking for. So doing these energy pulls is actually a dynamically elegant way to create. There's a lot of Access Consciousness facilitators that are doing these, and started by the amazing Julia Sotis, who coined the idea about 6 months ago and did the first one. And it's really caught on like wildfire. And it's been really beautiful to see so many people doing energy pulls on a daily basis. Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, says that marketing doesn't create your business. Energy pulls create your business. He said that to me years ago in a private session, and it took me a long time to believe him. It took me until I started actually doing energy pulls with Julia back in March, where I went, yeah, this is something I've never done every day. I'd like to do this every day with a group of people. And I started doing them with her, and then I did some with Crystal Crawford, and then I started doing my own. And I've been offering pulls all summer. So this will be my, I don't know, fourth or fifth round of doing these pulls. And it's been incredibly dynamic to see what is showing up. And Gary says if you do them for 90 days in a row, your whole reality will change. And I have definitely experienced that. When I don't, like on the days that I don't, which I just had a period of about 5 days where I didn't, I wasn't leading a poll, which I just really thoroughly enjoy leading polls. And I had literally been doing it, I think, nonstop for 90 days. And there was a few days in between when my polls, my last polls ended and the elegance polls began. And I was like, wait, I missed this. and of course I can do them on my own, and I was doing them on my own. But it's just this, there's a space of creation that becomes available when you are in conversation with the energy every day of what you're asking for, and really willing to function from that space of elegance. Like, I can actually, because what I've seen happen with these polls is people get happier. People receive a lot more money. Like, I've been creating a lot more money since I've been doing them every day. People just sort of, like, for me, what's shown up is people just finding me, like tons of people just finding me, signing up for my, you know, stuff and my emails and my whatever, and just program, like people signing up for programs that I've never met before, that I get to now play with, and and people just desiring to contribute, and like the world actually getting greater. Like, the world actually gets greater when your life gets greater. And anywhere that you believe that the contrary is true, will you please destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. That's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, if you haven't heard it. That just deletes the unconscious stuff that stops us from having more. So a huge part of elegance with creation is actually creating with, from, and as energy. Not going into the decisions, judgments, conclusions, computations of what we have to do in order to create, what you have to do in order to have the healthy, vibrant, alive, beautiful body that you would like to have, or what you have to do to have the relationship that would actually nurture you, or what you have to do to have the money show up in your world, or the business that you would like to have, or the family, or whatever it is that you're asking to have more of, even like the planet and the reality on the planet that we would like to have. When we function from the linearity and the decisions and the conclusions and computations of what we think must be, what we think we must do, we step away from our brilliance. We step away from everything that we know and the awareness of energy that we have and that we be. And we basically start to live in this reality and the contextual reality of cause and effect. And when you're willing to function and create with energy and with elegance and with pulling energy and like acknowledging you and having gratitude for you and being willing to do whatever it takes to create the life that you would like to have, there's a completely different space that becomes available, that is dynamic and truly, truly elegant. So everything that doesn't allow you to have that as your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. What else? There's so many other things I want to say here. And if you would like to actually, if you would like to join us for the 30 Days of Elegance polls, it's actually like an incredible amount of bang for your buck. It's $200 for 30 basically mini classes and energy pulls with me daily. So it's really a very, very dynamic way to play with me that doesn't cost a whole lot of money. And I'm leaving the registration open. It's still open as of the recording of this radio show, the airing of this radio show. And it's actually, if you hear this in 5 months, maybe I'll still be doing them. I don't know. We'll see. But you can always look at my website, heathernichols.com. But if you'd like to join, if you're listening to this in September of 2017 and you'd like to join, you can go to heathernichols.com/elegance. And we do a Facebook Live video every day. That's about 20 minutes plus an audio recording. So you get videos where you can be live with me, interacting, asking questions, and then also recordings, audio recordings that you can download and keep. So you have them forever. You can do them every day. Just keep the recordings and play them every day. Play them every morning when you wake up. It's a really cool resource to have. And we dive into all of the different aspects of creation, whatever's popping for people in the group. It's really an adventure of elegance with creation. And these particular polls are about business and money. So a couple other things, just as we are getting toward the end of the show here. One of the things that we tend to, when we create with these energies and playing with energy and playing with really being willing to ask for things and have them show up in the most beautiful and phenomenal ways, there's a way that we sometimes, if you're in that conversation, I know for me and other people that I've worked with, there can be this place where we sort of deny like the action part of things and the gifts of this reality. And, you know, when you're playing with elegance, with creation and ask and receive and acknowledgement and gratitude and pulling energy, there is a huge piece of that that does involve action. Showing up to every day to go, hey, what's required of me today? What can I create today? What can I institute today? What can I do today that will move this along, that will bring me everything that I'm asking for right away? And being willing to do it, being willing to show up and do it. There's things that I do in my business that I don't love, that aren't the funnest thing for me, but I am committed to the creation of my business, and so I do them. And I, might need to spend 3 hours at the computer doing something more intense, and I do. And I might rather go hike at that point or go dance or, have sex. But I'm willing to show up to create what it is that I need to create and do and act upon in the world. And I'm also willing to receive from this reality. We can't create outside of this. I mean, we can create beyond this reality, but we have to include it. And there are things that show up and elements of creation and elements of, different aspects of this reality that we can use to create. So please, I want to just invite you, as you explore this space of ease and effortlessness with creation, please include the things that you might think are more mundane or more, sort of boring or not as exciting to you. Consciousness includes everything, including all of the, stuff that you have to do to get things to show up in your world. You have to, if you'd like to have a business, you have to have, places where people can pay you and ways for people to pay you. And you have to set that up and you have to make sure people know about it and put it in front of them. So there's all kinds of things that we need to do and create to in order for this space of elegance with creation to be actualized in our world. And the energy is most definitely the primary space. And then, and in addition to that, the rubber meets the road and we need to show up to create it. So I hope this has been a contribution to you. If you'd like to play in the energy pulse, again, it's heathernichols.com/elegance. There's all kinds of other stuff going on. There's some telecalls coming up on the miracle of being you in business and all kinds of other yummy stuff. You can find all of that on my website, heathernichols.com. Have a beautiful and phenomenal and amazing and elegant day, everybody. And we'll be back with you next week for more. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.